Welcome to the Texas Homeschool Convention Show. We're about to go live from the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. This year's Texas Homeschool Convention is underway right now in Fort Worth, Texas. Get ready for a candid behind-the-scenes interview with our very special guest. The show is live, so please comment during the show.
Texas Homeschool Convention is more than a podcast show. We're a vibrant community, a gathering of people supporting one another in the incredible journey of raising the next generation of world changers.
Now, grab a seat, get comfortable, and join families throughout the United States and around the world as we dive into today's conversation. Live from Texas is the Texas Homeschool Convention Show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Texas Homeschool Convention Show. It feels like we had just started this 2 days ago, and here we are, one of the last shows wrapping up. So for all of you who have joined us for all the episodes, thank you so much. It's been wonderful getting to connect with you, and we have saved one of the best for last. Dr. Kathy Cook is here with us. Welcome.
I'm thrilled to be here. Thanks for the invitation, for sure.
Of course. Well, talk to us about your weekend. You've been with us doing workshops, walking the exhibit hall. How has the 2024 Texas Homeschool Convention been for you?
It's always exhilarating to come because the people who come here care deeply about their families and their kiddos, and they want to get it right. And maybe they know they're not getting it right, so they're looking for hope and practical strategies. And I'm just so privileged to step into the space and offer them insight and talk today about how important it is that we really teach scripture, Chelsea, that we really hold up the Bible as authority, and talked about how kids find out who they are and why that's important. And yesterday I talked about biblical character, and really I think that was inspiring. I learn a lot when I come here because you just watch their faces and they're like excited about this and they want more of that. And then the conversations in the exhibit hall are just always so rich.
Yeah. I love that. And you know, character and identity talks, right, have become so relevant in the last few years. So can you share where that like passion for identity and character comes from?
Yeah, no, I'd love to. So we teach at the ministry that identity controls behavior. So if children don't know who they are, they don't know how to behave, and they'll go wherever the wind blows them. So this is why you might think that you have a kid who's defined by these qualities, and then lo and behold, they're not anymore. And they, you know, they heard a lyric on a song, or they binge watched a sitcom that you didn't even know that they were watching, or maybe they were hanging out with a kid in a youth group that wasn't a positive example and they wanted to be liked by that kid, so they decided to change their mind about some things. The identity shift is very, very common, even in our homeschool families, sadly. And that's because we're lacking security. And if you don't have security, then you won't have identity. Without identity, you don't have anything else. So it gets really, really messy. So I will talk about that probably till the day I die. And there's a way to talk to kids about who they are. You know, I started out that seminar, Chelsea, by saying that it's important that children are known because they're created to be known. God knows us better than we'll ever know ourselves. And it says that he calls us by name. He knows who we are. So we are drawn toward people who know us. That's our safe spot, right?
Yeah.
So if in our home they don't feel known, like dad is maybe absent or mom's overwhelmed by seven kids, then maybe they're going to go somewhere else. But what's really cool about homeschooling is that the chances of that happening are pretty slim,
right?
Because we're so invested in the family as we home educate that, you know, it's all a really, really good thing. And the character thing, you know, I'm passionate about that partly because without biblical character, kids will not be able to change culture. And I want children to know that they change culture now. You don't have to grow up. You don't have to become. You're already becoming. And when you're kind to your piano teacher and you're honest in the grocery store line, you change culture. And that's really important that they know that they're capable of doing that already right now.
That's so good. We have a lot of new moms and dads who watch our show every week, which is so exciting. Welcome in. We have almost 200 people on right now.
We do that.
Yes, we do. Yes, cool. It's really exciting. And what would you tell the parent who might say they're struggling, one, to shape the character of their child? We all have that one of the seven who goes against the grain or goes against every book they've read. What are some encouragements for those parents who might just feel like they're losing the battle every day with their child? How do you continue to enforce good character or biblical values in a child who just seems to be fighting the power?
Yeah, I love the word continue. You don't give up. You have to remember you're the best parent for that kid. I like to say that you're the imperfect, perfect parent for the imperfect, perfect kid, because God ordains the family. So whether it's through, you know, birth, fostering, or adopting, that kid is supposed to be your kid, and you lean into God and ask him to answer your prayers and give you insight into what turns him on and what ticks him off, and all will be well. I would also have to say, Chelsea, that we also have to examine ourselves, because kids learn character from somewhere.
Woo, you're speaking to somebody.
Okay, yeah. You know, and again, we can learn it from, you know, a TV sitcom that we allow the kids to watch, or they learn it from us. And one of the recommendations I made yesterday was to work on issues as a family. So if you have a kid struggling with pride or a lack of patience, or maybe they're not flexible and so they argue a lot, do you also maybe struggle just a bit in that area? And then what if we said as a family this week or this month, let's work on being flexible, where we have plans and we want to honor the plan, but we're not going to freak out when we have to change the plan. We're not going to argue and debate. So we work as a family on something. Then the kid doesn't feel targeted as the bad kid. And in fact, there'll be a lot more progress made.
I think that's so good. We have one child at home now, one on the way soon, but I love that idea. Instead of isolating or pointing out one child, like we can always get better, right? I might be patient on a Monday and then Tuesday blow the whole thing. Yeah. But I think that's really good. So I can tell just by sitting here, you are like really passionate about teaching. So you jump from convention to convention and event to event. But what is your ministry? Like, I know you have Celebrate Kids, you're an author, you've done so many things. So who is Dr. Kathy behind all of this glitz and glam? Like, where does this passion come from? Is it just the love for the Lord? I know you're very well educated. Could you talk about that?
Oh, that's so fun. So I was a Celebrate Kid. You know, the ministry is called Celebrate Kids. Some people start ministries from brokenness, which I honor. I think that's fine. They didn't have maybe a good upbringing. And so they want other people to have what they never had. And so they develop a ministry. I want kids to have what my brother and I had, which was we were known, we were celebrated, we were appreciated. We weren't allowed. Celebrated doesn't mean that we were allowed to get away with anything. Our weaknesses were called out, but our strengths were developed. I was a chatty Cathy as a kid, you know, and now people pay me to talk and write. And I tell people that if my parents would have raised me, you know, be quiet, shut up, go find something to do, I wouldn't be on this podcast with you right now. My parents saw the words in me as a strength to develop, not a problem to eliminate. And that's the key, that most kids misbehave out of their strengths.
Wow, that's good.
Right? Yeah, their weaknesses concern you and drive you to your knees, but it's their strengths. Because anything well done, overdone is badly done. And can be really discouraging and distracting. So I want people to know their kids and celebrate their strengths. So Celebrate Kids, we want people to celebrate kids like Jesus did. So the name Celebrate Kids, you know, Jesus, when Jesus walked on earth, children were the forgotten generation. They weren't paid attention to at all. And yet when the learned men said, "Who among us is the greatest?" Jesus calls up a child. Can you imagine those men? They're probably whispering, like, did he hear the question right? You know, no, he heard the question right. Children matter greatly. And what we want is for the children to be known and liked and loved and affirmed for who they are and who they can become. So I do that through speaking. I am on the road every week, and I'm delighted to do so. I think I'm doing 7 homeschool conventions this year. And then we do a lot of pro-life events. I also work in churches and schools doing, you know, parent conferences. I love to do chapels for kids. I've done college chapels as well. And then I've written 7 books with Moody Publishers and more on the way.
You are a busy woman.
Yes.
But I love it. How long have you been doing the traveling and the speaking?
A long time.
Because you chuckled. You were like,
Yeah, I think it's 32 and a half years. So I'm a former teacher, coach, school board member, and professor. Thought I would do each of those things forever, and God kept moving me on. And I had a job for life as a university professor, quit, moved from Green Bay to Fort Worth to do this. And I think we're 32 and a half years in. And it's just, you know, Chelsea, I'm sure you feel the same way. Just so privileged that God would allow me to do this. Anybody that listens to me, it's so fun to be influential. And that's what I want for our listeners, you know, to pick up the mantle and be influential with your children and in your family. And then as the Lord provides opportunities outside of your walls.
I think, like you said, just keep saying yes to the Lord. You have no idea what's going to happen. Like I tell people, I'm just a girl from a small town, and here I'm sitting here with you who, in the homeschool world, you're like a big deal. So like inside, I'm fangirling, trying not to show it. But I love that, and I love that my parents did the same. They saw my strength. I was that 2-year-old girl bossing everybody around in the house saying, "This is you." And instead of saying, "Sit down, be quiet, don't do that," it was encouraged. And, you know, I have a 2-year-old and she's doing the same. She's little Chels all day long. And I'm like, Okay, Lord, how do we navigate this correctly and empower her to do what God's called her to do and love her through all of it? She is strong-willed, but this is another encouragement for me, especially as a new mom, because I think a lot of our audience says they have a lot of kids under five, and I always say you're in the dog days, right?
Well, and strong-willed is interesting. Like, when they're little, having a strong will is painful. But you're going to want them to have that when they're older, because that's what gets them to say no to the no things and yes to the yes things. So it's, again, how do you provide the guardrails and the boundaries which you need to provide, and you're capable of doing so.
Yeah, that's so good. So as Celebrate Kids, are there resources that parents can get through your ministry and get connected? Could you talk to us about what that looks like?
Oh, thanks for asking. So at our website, celebratekids.com, you'll find online courses. So we just launched the first two. We're launching one every month. And you bring me into your home, and so you get to watch on screen at your leisure, whatever pace you want. And it's just me on a screen. And then twice a month, we do Anything Goes Q&A. I'm live on a virtual platform for people who have registered for the course, so that's easy access to me. And what I like is that it's practical, they're timely, and you can watch forever and ever and ever and tell your friends about it. So celebratekids.com, and look for the link to the online courses. My books are available there. We sell a great Bible called the Picture Smart Bible, which you draw your way through, which is a totally different way of children experiencing Scripture. And then we are on Facebook. If you are a social media person, you can follow Celebrate Kids Inc. on Facebook and find out a bunch of stuff that's going on. I would love that.
I love that. Now, so sad you're not able to join us in Houston. We've had a blast with you in Fort Worth, but we have so many people who are listening who are like, I don't know if I need a homeschool convention. I've got my curriculum. I think I know. Like, why would someone come to a homeschool convention? You do a lot of these, so I'm sure you have a lot of opinion on it.
That's a great question, and I'm going to backtrack, if you don't mind, and just mention that we also have podcasts.
Yeah.
So our podcasts are also available at our website, or you can go to wherever you download your podcast and look for Celebrate Kids with Dr. Kathy. We have six a week, and I think they'd be really good for you. Why do people come to a homeschool convention? Because you'll find out you're not alone.
Yeah.
You'll find out that there are many people in your generation choosing to do this for a variety of reasons. If you bring the children, they'll find out they're not the only weird ones. Like, if they think that they're weird, you know, staying home all day, if they're new at this, they're going to find out there's a whole lot of kids who are being raised the same way. And I think that's super encouraging. You're going to see a lot of dads. I think one of my reasons I love speaking at homeschool events is all the dads.
Yeah.
Because the dad ought to be leading the home. And so there's a lot of people who come, and you'll see them holding hands, and it's just a rich family environment. You can look at some curriculum, but there's a lot of parenting wisdom that goes on here. And I like to say that excellent homeschooling is an extension of excellent parenting. And yet being in the trenches is exhausting and hard and fatiguing and frustrating and all those things. But there are people here like me and others who will have a word for how you parent well. And without that relationship building as a parent, all the math and spelling doesn't really matter.
Yeah, that's so good. And I love what you said. Like, what you guys can't see right behind this iPad is families walking around. I've seen so many wagons.
Yeah,
this weekend, just loaded down with kids, loaded down with stuff. But it really is a place for your family to come and see that, like, there are other people doing the exact same thing.
Yeah.
And I feel so encouraged, just the little one-liners all weekend, that, like, the Lord just kind of deposits and drops to people. And what I love about what you said about kids is we have kids programs, we have teen programs, and it's a chance for your kids to come and interact with other homeschool teens and kids, and there's still space in both locations, but it's a place for the family. Don't leave dad at home, don't leave the kids at home, come and hang out.
Yeah, and bring the grandparents too, because many of them often are supportive. And you know what, if your parents or your in-laws are not supportive yet, bring them, because they're gonna go, whoa, this is professional. Like, this is education, like, this is love and life.
Yeah.
You also, of course, get to put your hands on real curriculum and turn the pages and talk to a representative about their program, which is better than, again, a website. There are people who sell children's books, and a lot of you are looking for good children's literature, which is harder and harder to find.
Yeah.
So there's practical things here. You know, if you've got older kids, there are so many colleges exhibiting here, because colleges want homeschool graduates. So if you've got older kids, you can come too.
When our keynote this morning, Christina Ellis, did a full thing on college and how to go debt-free. You know, these colleges keep charging hundreds of thousands of dollars, but we've partnered with some really great ones who are now becoming the most affordable, and they love homeschool families. So this has been so good. I love sitting with you and just getting to have a conversation. Your passion is encouraging, and to see 32 years in that you are still loving it is just such a testament to you and everything you're doing.
I've enjoyed this. And, you know, if God calls you, He equips you, and He doesn't take the call away. So I'm honored to be thought of as an expert, and it's a delight to be here for sure.
Wonderful. Well, guys, I think we have one more show left. Give it up for Dr. Kathy Cook. Thank you, ma'am, for sitting with us, and we have so enjoyed having you at our Fort Worth convention.
My pleasure.
We'll see you guys in a few minutes with Kathy Eggers and the homegrown preschooler. We'll see you soon.
I love her.
Yes, she's great.
Thank you for joining us live from the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas.
We hope you are leaving encouraged, equipped, and empowered to take on this week as an intentional parent.
Be sure to subscribe on YouTube and never miss an episode.
No matter where you are in your journey, we are here to support you. Make sure to check out our website at conventions.thsc.org. Come join our community.
This has been the Texas Homeschool Convention Show. Have a request for who you'd like to be on our show? Email us at events@thsc.org and tell us more. We always love hearing from you. We will see you next week.
Is that all right? All right.